Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lena. How may I assist you?
Yes, I charged something to your company on the 26th.
Okay.
Or it was 7:45, I believe. But today, your company tried to pull another almost $50 off my charge account, and I didn't authorize that.
Okay. Bear with me, and I'm going to try to pull up your account, okay?
Okay.
All right. Can I please get your zip code?
46815.
Okay, can I get your zipper one more time, please?
46815.
And your first and last name?
The first name's Karen, C-A-R-I-N. The last name's Cole, C-O-L-E.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, bear with me. I'm trying to locate an account in your name, okay?
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Can I please get the last six of the card that was charged? I mean, the last four.
Just a minute. I have to get it out. It was 5680.
And the first six, ma'am?
The first six numbers?
On the card, the first six.
Okay. 601100.
Karen with the C?
Yes.
Okay. And for security purposes, can you please verify your address?
5006 East State Boulevard, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Okay, ma'am. I do see that you ordered a purifier from us, and I do see that you were charged $49.97. Now, when you sign up to pay for the purifier after a couple of days, you do get charged a monthly subscription to our online gadget store, which is stated in the terms and conditions. Now, with that subscription, you do receive a $125 gift card sent to you every month via email.
Okay, I did not. What I paid for was a purifier for $7.45. I didn't authorize anything else, so I need to cancel the $49.97.
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and get your account canceled out. Would you like a cancellation number?
Yes.
It's going to be C as in Charlie, 258-846-813.
258-846. What was the last three?
813.
Okay. And all right, that's all I need?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.